on drugs. I'm in love with strippers on drugs. I'm in love with strippers on drugs.
Lord, Rock Town Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator. It's been some time. I've been busy. Lost a little motivation. Been real busy, though, doing some kind of Rock Town Hall offshoot activities that I hope will come to fruition. Been a long time coming. Trying to write something in long form that I hope to complete. Number one for myself. Just about everything I do is centered around myself. Not a bad person for that, am I? That was the Beatles doing I Dig a Pony from Let It Be. A direct burn from vinyl, from my old childhood vinyl copy. You know, people get into this Let It Be Naked thing that came out some time ago. People get all stoked about these reissues that come out every few years. What is wrong with the original vinyl of any Beatles album? It's like going, what's that restaurant up in somewhere in Northern California? French Laundry, I think it's called. One of those places with about, I think, four tables. And it's about $2,000 a person to eat there. And you probably get about 18 plates with each serving about the size of a scallop. Incredible, though. You know, when you're at the French Laundry, you don't say, like, excuse me, waiter, could I have some, could you bring me the salt? Can you bring some ketchup? Can you bring some ketchup for the fish that only people in Japan eat? Bring it to America and charge like $800 for a cuttlefish or whatever it is. Yeah, could I get some relish with the caviar? Is that cool? The Beatles. It's the French Laundry, man. It's just coming right at you on vinyl. You don't need all these fancy reissues. It's your business. Before that, we heard Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Love Comes in Spurts. And Cobra Verde kicked us off, Riot in the Food Court. So I know this is Saturday Night Shut-In, yet it's only Wednesday. I'm bringing this special episode to you for the Thanksgiving holiday, my favorite.
Green Preservation Society. God save the little duck, Bonneville and Variety. We are the Desperate Dan Appreciation Society. God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties. Preserving the old ways from being abused. Protecting the new ways for me and for you. What more can we do? We are the Draft Beer Preservation Society. God save Mrs. Moss and good old Mother Riley. We are the Custom Pie Appreciation Consortium. God save the George Cross and all those who are loving them. Sherlock Holmes, English-speaking vernacular. Help save Fu Manchu, Moriarty and Dracula. We are the office block, persecution affinity. God save little shots, China cups and virginity. We are the skyscraper, condemnation affiliates. God save Tudor houses, anti-table dominions. Serving the old ways from being abused. Protecting the new ways for me and for you. What more can we do? We are the Village Green Preservation Society. God save Donald Duck, Bonneville and Variety. We are the Desperate Dan Appreciation Society. God save strawberry jam. All the different varieties. We are the Village Green Preservation Society. God
sure never felt this secure. It's nothing like I ever thought it would be. Someone opened up a door for me.
That's Fortet. She Just Likes to Fight. That's from their latest, I believe. There Is Love in You. There Is Love in You. Not Love in You, like the Minnie Riperton tune. That was gifted to me from Lady Miss Kiroyal. The lovely and talented Lady Miss. She and Mr. Royale have been a great help to me of late on my secret mission. Before that, we heard The Rascals, A Girl Like You. It's official. Their critical upgrade paperwork was processed and approved. Rascals, I know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was not enough. You have now been granted a critical upgrade by Rocktown Hall. And the Kinks kicked us off with the Village Green Preservation Society. Oh, I'm sorry, before Fortet, we heard Into It, Robin Hitchcock, and the Egyptians. That's a bonus cut from the Element of Light reissue. I love Element of Light. I'm not a big Robin Hitchcock fan, but I'm a big fan of that album. However, it's the type of album where it was acceptable to ask for some salt or pepper now and then. Ketchup, no. I'm just not into ketchup. Listen to Fred Goldfein. I believe an old friend of our old friend, General Slocum, doing something called Opening in the background. Never got the full story behind this track, but it's pretty great. So I'm going to stop talking right now because it is Thanksgiving celebration time. Rock and Roll Serving Show.
Yeah. Strong, I'm at a to your train, train. Yeah, train, train, train. Ah, train, train, train. Hey, 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 train.
Thank you. You're welcome, Graham. Graham Parker and the Rumor. Chain of Fools. An MP3 sent directly to me.
Do a bit of reggae here, sort of.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Really,
I did not mean to interrupt. Anyhow, that was sent to me directly from Fend of the Hall. Martin Belmont. I'm going to be seeing Graham Parker and the Reunited Rumor the end of this month. Can't wait. And I'm hoping to meet Marty Martin Belmont in person. I'm going to try to arrange something. Very cool dude. Definitely one of the bigger thrills I've had around here in the Halls of Rock. You talk about being thankful. Getting to meet a guy like that. To have that in-depth interview I did with him years ago. That was cool. That was really fun. Just this past week, James Coleman from SWAT, an actual cast member of SWAT, James Coleman, aka James Andrews, got in touch with us. He came right to the hall to tell the tale of the opening sequence of SWAT. Where else do you get that on the web? You're not getting that on Facebook, my friends. Sometimes I think about the influence we've had, and I'm very thankful as you know, we enter that Thanksgiving holiday. I'm very thankful of the influence we've had. At the same time, sometimes I get a little annoyed. I feel like I kind of feel like it's all of us. I feel like we're John Mayall's Blues Breakers. We're turning out these key contributors to the web. These friendly folks joining hands on Facebook, getting published elsewhere. We're like John Mayall's Blues Breakers, man. We're cranking them out. Nice knowing you, Saturn is mine. Nice knowing you. Nice knowing you. Thanks for hanging out. Tony Ola. Probably off running at a Moody Blues, chat room at this point. We love you, man. Come back. At least make that, the once a year kind of benefit show to make those of us in the Blues Breakers feel better. Don't leave us behind, man. It's not cool. Don't leave us behind. For Graham Parker and the Rumor and Chain of Fools, we heard the Saints. Know Your Product. I think that's from their third album. It's called Primitive Music or something. Primitive Prehistoric Sounds, right? Prehistoric Sounds. Got a CD that collects the first three Saints albums, all in one CD, power packed. And that track and other tracks on that album on Prehistoric Sounds feature the Rumor horns. That's right. the horn players who backed up Graham Parker in the rumor on their early records. Pretty sure the same guys are the make up the horn section on London Calling. How's that? Before that, Orchestra Polyritmo di Contu, Yewe Numi, something like that. It's foreign music. I know this is an American holiday we're celebrating, but we did come from somewhere. And Fred Goldfein began this set with something called, appropriately enough, Opening. We're listening to Joshua Abrams in the background. Some obscuro hipster New York guy, I think, releases albums only on vinyl. And I bought this at the very cool record store I visited about six weeks ago in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I'll let a little of this play. Just chill out. We're going overtime because this is a time of thanks, and there's much to be thankful for. You're listening to Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator.
Excitement. More everything.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Across space.
Step right up and step off the train.
The land before time.
Welcome to America.
All the freaks are here.
All you have to do is make a promise.
I promise.
And stay on your grind.
If you give it to me, I'll give it to
30,
you.
30,000 megawatts of power, baby. Radiating your soul.
Sign right here on the dotted line.
Come on, get you some free.
I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, before exiting the train, please leave your valuables, diamonds, rubies, and pearls in the cabinet adjacent to your left. The pussycats and the jackals, you can leave them with me.
Promise to you, baby. I love you tooth for tooth and eye for eye.
Cause we take your history and make it a modern mystery. You see what I'm saying?
Little bit of work.
yes, young, yes, little girl.
Has anyone seen my 42 laws?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not responsible for lost articles and things.
Oh.
Okay, so whenever he say a key word, everybody just shout on cue.
That's not science.
Shh. You're not supposed to.
Terrible.
John Cale, Ship of Fools. Ain't That the Truth? From Fear, my favorite John Cale album. Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio. Well, they kept the train a-rolling. Culture, See Them A-Come before that. And Erykah Badu, a crazy woman with American promise. American promise. I like that track. I like the guy talking. It's like Funkadelic. Is it one of those guys? I'm not sure. It's hard to read the album credits these days when you're just like downloading things off of eMusic or iTunes if you go that route. Not a big fan of iTunes. Like my Apple products, but I don't like the way they tie me into everything. I don't put salt and pepper on stuff when I'm eating at French Laundry, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I want to thank you for joining us in the Halls of Rock each and every day. Special thanks go out to Sammy Maudlin, Rundi V. Bakshi, my friends and family, all of those who make this place the wonderful, weird place that it is. 2,000 man. Where do you get 2,000 man on this planet? Get them here in the Halls of Rock. Oats. That's a handle for the ages, baby. There's stories behind these handles. Eric Clapton, Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, Peter Green. That's right, they've all been here in one way, one form or another. Rocktown Hall. John Mayall's Blues Breakers of the Internet. Townsman Al. Geo. You name it. I'd go on all night. But I shan't.